Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
There's a lot of ignorant fucks out there. That's for damn sure.
Oh, right? Shit, damn. Man.
I hear a lot
Somebody say something to you again. You see some ignorant shit.
I see ignorant shit on a daily basis. I'm not going to lie. Like when I that's why I don't know if people knew this. I actually was a fan of that pandemic. I got to tell you, I liked it.
But there's a certain tone in your voice when you see some real ignorant shit, like ignorant with a capital I. That's kind of what I gathered from your tone just now.
It dawned on me that I've been just tolerating ignorant shit for so long until the world went to shit and shut down, and then I realized, oh, I don't have to tolerate ignorant shit. Mm-hmm. I can just stay the fuck home. I didn't realize I could do that or whatever. And now all I do is stay the fuck home. So when I do venture out, that's when I just be getting that look in my eye like, look at these ignorant motherfuckers right here. Just look at them. Look at them. I'm at the point now, God can just go ahead and send that asteroid and go ahead and end this world. You know,
I'm of two minds about when I run in like super duper califragilisticexpialidocious ignorant motherfuckers.
I'm shocked you remember.
I'm like, man, yeah, it's sad, you know, that they exist, that we share the same air, that we share the same oxygen. It's sad, but
we share the same road.
Yeah, at the same time,
that tax all
I'm like, man,
car,
I am. Yeah, exactly. At the same time, I'm so glad I'm not one of them motherfuckers. You know, if I leave on this planet with one thing I accomplished in my lifetime, I was never one of them motherfuckers. Well, any point in time,
I don't expect to remember that by the time I die. I just respect that God gonna look at it and go like, the ignorant outweigh the needs of the few. It's going to be some Star Trek shit, basically, whatever. Yeah. This is the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yeah, some Optimus Prime shit. Centennial Prime.
You just call him Centennial Prime? Like, is that a
compliment? What the fuck his name is? Centennial Prime?
Yeah. They called him a high school in Compton. That motherfucker called him Centennial Prime. Damn.
That's why I was getting mixed up. Like, yeah, JB Compton,
yeah,
Centennial?
Centennial High. I went there. Yeah, shit. I remember that. That's where the Bloods went, right? Yeah, damn. That motherfucker was Centennial Prime.
I'll probably get some movie executive an idea right now.
That motherfucker said Centennial Prime. I like that. That's going to be the new eight. That's going to be the eight motherfucker. Whatever. I think it's at a point now where it's so many goddamn stupid motherfuckers that you ain't going to be looked at as that one that be like, well, he was that one. They're just going to be like, nah. There was only about 20 of y'all that wasn't this stupid. compared to the billions of that there were or whatever. Now, 20 is being low. I know. I'm just throwing numbers out there or whatever. So it's got to be like in the like 20,000 at least or whatever, you know. But out of that 20,000, we're talking about almost 4 billion plus people. Actually, I shouldn't even say that about people, whatever, because I've learned that the foreigners seem to be a little bit smarter than the Americans. So basically what I'm trying to say is Americans are fucking retarded. So anyway, though, people, welcome to the Last Drop. Hey, hey, how's it going over there, everybody? Welcome to the Last Drop or the Last Cough, whichever you want to call it here. Whatever. Like it was my very last cough, too. I got to tell you right now.
Shit, there it is. It's a first time and a last time for everything. So there you go. It fits. It just fits in.
God, like I got something seamless. For your ass. Like I got something for your ass tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, the last nothing yet, motherfucker.
Yeah. You thought. Yeah, you thought, motherfucker. That was a taste, bitch. Yeah, I got something for your ass. So shit, your black ass can't live for long now. Yeah. He said, "You my test puppy right now." I got a new disease coming. It's called what that shit Cody just say? Fragilistic misanthropic or whatever. Yeah, that's what you get. Yeah.
Yeah, you about to get that centennial variant.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, that's what you get, bitch.
Fuck you about to get.
Yeah, shit. Where'd you go to? Dominguez High. I got something for your ass. Shit. What was your mascot was a Don? Yeah, you about to get that Don variant then, bitch, or whatever. It means we're gonna take your ass back to that school. No,
I'll do the multiverse. Oh. Variants everywhere.
I tell you what,
Council of COVID.
At the barbershop, I had a new perspective in life. A motherfucker told me, he said, "You wouldn't have been able to do this and that as an adult." I said, "Yeah, I'm one of the few that don't want to travel back in time. That motherfuckers always want to go back to high school." I tell you right now, if God was to come to me right now and say, "You got two choices, JB. We're going to send you back to high school at that time frame, or we can just gonna kill you right now," I'd be like, "So how are we killing me? What are we doing? I ain't going back to fucking high school. You can kiss my ass on that shit."
So we got to get to the guillotine.
Yeah.
Exile, walk the plank. What are we doing? About to get quartered? What are we doing here?
I know God's into like plagues and all kind of violent shit or whatever. So I'm just like, how you want to up the antics from the Bible?
Yeah, he really is into plagues. Huh? Yeah. I think I found God's king. He's into the plague motherfuckers.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, you didn't." He the most petty.
Plagues and natural disasters. That's his thing right there.
He the most pettiest motherfucker I know, though. Like, I thought I was the petty one, but he truly is
petty. He like, petty as fuck.
He like, "You don't know my name? Oh, I'm going to show you."
Yeah, y'all going to fit all these motherfuckers on one ship. Every goddamn species. Yeah, figure it out, goddamn. I don't give a fuck how you do it.
He was having fun, too, at first, because he was just like, "Let me just drop some frogs or some toads or whatever the fuck it was out of the sky and just land on them. Freak everybody out." Everybody be like, "Oh, my God, toads and frogs," whatever. And then they still wasn't respecting his name yet. They didn't put no respect on his name yet. So he was like, "Oh, y'all thought that was a joke, huh? Oh. I was trying to be nice about it, but all right, yeah, I see how we're gonna have to do this now." I wonder if I can start looking. He was just like, "Oh," he was like a painter and shit. He got that paintbrush out and shit. He said, hey, Mary, come over here real quick. Come over here.
Now he got that Midjourney AI shit going on. Yeah. He press button. He said.
That motherfucker was just like it was like when he was designing the vagina and shit. He's putting all them lines and shit like that. He was all into his work and shit. Well, this time he was like, "Oh my God, Mary, what do you think about this?" And she just like, "God, I don't know what that is," whatever. And he looked at her. He's like, "I can't believe I had a kid with this." It's like, that's who had Jesus, right? Oh, well, it don't matter. I don't care. Anyway, so he looked at that and he just said, "Yeah, okay, cool. Now, when the devil did it, that was some vindictive shit or whatever. Jesus did it. It was art. I had to teach them, you know, they got to learn or whatever and stuff like that. I'm going to hell for this comment right here. I can already tell you that right now. That shit's just been added to the list, that long list of what was going to get JB into hell. That just got added to
you're going, like you're going to hell. You'll take it been punched.
Ooh, it's going to be good, too. Like, I said, it's going to be I got some questions to ask Gandhi when I get down there. Yes, that nigga's in hell. Okay, so don't even question. I know people wondering
why. That motherfucker racist as fuck.
Yeah, thank you. He in hell. Shit. If he in heaven,
fuck that dude.
I'm like, yo.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out right with Gandhi. Yeah, motherfucker, I know what you did.
Yeah. I'm like, you sure is down here with a lot of us now. What you feel about that?
Yeah, try to get on his good side before you left this earth. Motherfucker, no, he remembered.
And Mother Teresa's down there.
We all remember.
That Mother Teresa down there, too, because she was sucking dick. We all know it.
Just like that.
Dude. She had two nuns come to her, Cody, and she said, they said, Mother Teresa, where do you want us to start cutting these motherfuckers? And she said, here and here. So, poor Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa deserved this, these bullets. What did Mother Teresa She walking around looking like smiley face now. She
yeah, you got that glass guy style.
Yeah, she giving her the Glasgow kiss, Cody.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Mother Teresa. I know I'm very familiar with her work.
Got that snick jaw. She was unhinged.
Yeah. You know you famous when they make a porno about you. So I found it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JV.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody. Oh, what a great start.
Yeah, what's going on?
That's a lot like the older show. That we used to be just offensive as fuck right off the bat. I don't think we've been this fucked up in a while. I mean, we always fucked up, but like this fucked up just right off the bat. Ah, it feels good.
Well, yeah, it feels good to be back. You know, I got a lot of work done, and I got some food in my system, and you know, I got I ain't got COVID no more. So you know what? I just feel like most people would be like, "Oh, you should be grateful and thankful." No, I feel like talking shit.
Yeah, man, I'm happy, dude. I just got the fuck off this cruise. I'm still drunk from this goddamn cruise. I'm chilling. I'm happy. I just got done making what I think is probably might be a little spoilerish. I might be putting the horse before the cart here, but or the horse before the cart, however the fuck that saying goes.
Y'all gonna take that horse.
I think I just made my best cocktail yet, my friend.
Well,
might be hyperbole. I might have said this before, but something about this one just speaks to me. It speaks to me. It speaks to my soul. Whatever the fuck I got left, it speaks to it, and I feel it. I can't wait to get into this thing and review it and share my thoughts and feelings with all the lovely people out there. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be exciting. Well,
God don't like the fact that you got a horse. He's like, when does nigga get a horse? Take that horse from this nigga. Hold on.
He'll wait for the perfect time.
I don't want him to have shit, okay? I don't want him to have shit, okay? Like, I already got the other motherfucker, the one with the longer hair, making fun of me and shit like that.
This motherfucker, hair.
This motherfucker talking about, yeah, because he think we look alike. he the one that started that rumor, because they all look alike. Cody, you're running off our religious audience, Cody. You need to stop this, okay? You're running them off. They're not going to listen to this in church now, okay? Damn it.
Oh, shit.
Well, Cody, first thing we need to talk about is we need to talk about this, Cody. This is very fucking important, okay? Very fucking important.
Of the utmost importance. Listen. Open up your ears.
Yes, this is very important.
Yes, most
as
important,
you,
yes.
As you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
But who gives a fuck about Ja Morant? That's all I want to say. Who gives a fuck about Ja Morant? I mean, if you want to be a dumb motherfucker, that's you then. I don't give a fuck. All those people talking about he needs to get help and shit like that. Help for what? Yeah. He's just being stupid.
What? Perhaps one of the dumbest moves I've probably ever seen a superstar make. Yeah. Literally, it was the week before he got accused of something involving a gun, correct? Or like beating up some... Yeah.
It's always a gun. It's always a gun.
He was a teenager, and he held a gun on a teenager, right? He got accused of that at some point.
First of all,
literally, what was
he doing playing basketball with 17-year-olds? That's another question.
That's the first thing. Second off, it wasn't even a week later. I don't even think it was a week fucking later. The dude hops onto Instagram Live, being seen by millions, and you know he's knowledgeable about all the shit going down in his camp. Right now, and he brandishes a gun, smiling about it.
You know, it was funny because you broke as fuck, Cody, and you ain't famous at all. I don't see you hanging out with no 17-year-old wanting to play them in the ball. Hey, guy, you want to play some basketball?
Why the fuck
I
want to do that?
Well, I don't want to do shit with no 17-year-old collab.
Yeah, what the fuck that?
This motherfucker playing basketball was already questionable. I was like, oh yeah, child molester. All right, cool. I mean, we just kind of just put that out there. Either that, he creeping, waiting until he turned 18 or something like that. That's what I first got out of that. I didn't find nothing about it. I was just like, all right, that's a little weird. I don't.
I, I think the narrative involving Ja Morant, I kind of seen a bit of this on Twitter. I think he's supposed to be like some fake hood kind of dude, like fake hard kind of dude. so that's why he tried to act tough in front of these fucking teenagers and shit. When he really ain't shit, he grew up in like the suburbs or something like that. He's like Drake.
Oh, damn.
he's one of them motherfuckers.
All right.
You know, so.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Yeah. From one of the dudes that came from one of them neighborhoods that got made a documentary about it. You don't want no part of that shit. I couldn't wait to get the fuck up out of here. Okay, so I can tell you this right now.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what.
That was Shannon Sharpe's whole narrative. Mm-hmm.
Negro, what would you find happiness out of this? Okay, this ain't no happiness out of here. Okay, like, you see dogs on the road with sunglasses on, just hanging out at the end of the fucking road. Okay, that's what you see. Okay. You see potholes that ain't never gonna be fixed, nigga. Okay, like, so I don't know what the hell you think is so goddamn exciting about this. I'm gonna tell you the rest right now, whatever. Shit. I tell you this right now. I'll forget everybody in my goddamn neighborhood. You give me Ja Morant money right now, whatever. Okay, I'm like, I don't know you, Negro. You wanna call me turncoat, whatever the fuck you wanna call it? I don't give a fuck. That boy making a hundred thangs or whatever and stuff. Okay, he's making 229 or 50. That one of them
making a lot. The dude blew fucking $50,000 in the fucking strip joint.
All right, bro.
Like it was nothing.
You can
on a two night bender,
bro. All right, I'm gonna tell you this right now.
I even saw the photo. It was like it was literally the entire like VIP area was just covered in fucking bills.
All right, I'm gonna just say this. Because we gave that smoke to one dude or whatever, and I expect the NBA to get a smoke to this same dude right here. Had that same energy that y'all had for Kyrie Irving's ass or whatever and shit. Yeah. I'm tired of hearing about everybody talking about he just need to get help. What help? The brother's doing stupid what shit. Help?
He's a fucking moron. He don't need help. That's just common goddamn sense.
Yeah,
fucking gun. He don't brandish a goddamn gun on fucking IG Live, you dumb motherfucker. Don't be stupid. You got a brand. You have a fucking brand. Don't fuck that up, especially when you're just coming to your own money.
They making it sound like this brother got like some mental issues. He ain't got no mental. He just stupid. Like, he just stupid. Okay, so y'all better have that same energy that we had for Kyrie or whatever. All right, so they wanted Kyrie damn near out of the league, and hey, some of the shit like he said, I don't agree with you, motherfucker. I think he's stupid as hell, whatever, for some of the shit he said or whatever. But I'm gonna tell you this right now. I think what Ja Morant did was way fucking worse, first of all, because it's more dangerous as far as weaponizing something like that. But I don't want to hear this shit about he need help no more. I don't want to hear that shit. No. Fuck his help. He a grown-ass man. He don't need no goddamn help. What he need is his ass beat. Okay? Because you got to be a stupid motherfucker. When we started the show off talking about stupid mother, I was mainly referring to his dumb ass, really. You have got to be the dumbest motherfucker I've ever seen. And I'm starting to realize over the past pandemic years, whatever, the NBA has got a lot of dumb motherfuckers in it. There's a lot of dumb motherfuckers in there. One of them plays for the Lakers right now. His name's Shooter. He's a dumb motherfucker, too. there's a lot of dumb motherfuckers on these teams here. And I'm observing these dumb motherfuckers. Matter of fact, they so dumb, they kind of make Kyrie almost normal. At this point, whatever and shit.
Yeah, it kind of balanced Kyrie out. Ain't that some shit I never thought I'd see today. I never thought somebody would say that. I never thought I would actually agree with that. But yes, they actually kind of balanced Kyrie's fucking antics out.
Because Kyrie's shit is just like I'm thinking some things, whatever. I ain't really doing things. I'm just thinking things or whatever and stuff. These motherfuckers are doing things. And they the stupidest things ever. It's like, you want to know how to tarnish your fucking legacy, your name, or whatever the fuck you got getting started? Follow the dummy guide for the NBA written by Ja Morant, and he'll lead you on that pathway, baby. As a matter of fact, he got a new book coming out. I don't know if you knew. It's called How to Fumble the Bag Big Time for Dummies. Fumble that bag. And I've said this since day one. The Grizzlies ain't shit. Ja Morant ain't shit, and the rest of them ain't shit. Fuck that whole organization. They a whole organization can eat a dick. I see them.
The Grizzlies are probably the most fucking irritating team in the league right now. Probably in sports right now.
Actually. They always I can't stand the fucking Grizzlies.
especially Dylan Brooks, man. I can't stand that motherfucker. Goddamn, somebody just sock his ass, punch him on the fucking court.
They don't think I noticed them little shots they be taking out the leg. I noticed some goddamn shots they be taking and shit. Hey, bitch. Guess what we got?
I hope,
rings and things.
I hope we meet those fuckers in the playoffs. That'd be entertaining
as shit. Oh,
I would love that.
Fucking entertaining the shit or whatever.
I would love that.
They could talk all that shit they want, really. You know, the one thing about the Clippers is the Clippers are motherfucking humble.
Yeah, they don't say shit. Their fans are kind of annoying, but they don't say shit.
These Grizzlies, I knew it. I've been saying this since day one. Everybody's all on John Morant talking about how exciting this team is. I said, don't give that team no power. Don't give them.
They've accomplished nothing.
These motherfuckers more excited about accomplishing nothing than I've ever seen in their life or whatever and shit.
Good Lord.
They like that
fucking thing.
They like that motherfucker in my high school graduation class. They let them walk across that stage, but they really didn't graduate.
Yeah.
So you paid $200 for that cap and gown so you could oh, damn. That's John Morant and the Grizzlies right now. That's that motherfucker. So, you know, I have no sympathy for John Morant. I'm not one of these motherfuckers out here talking about please get help and stuff. Like, no. I don't think you need help, bro. There's actually real people out there that actually need help. You ain't one of them. You just a dumb motherfucker that don't know how to grow up. So, and that's just as simple as that. I don't know why.
That's what it comes down to.
You just need to grow the fuck up. I mean, that's... It's as simple as that or whatever and shit. You pay me that kind of money or whatever and shit, the petty one dead, Cody. I'm telling you that right now. That
motherfucker dead. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be a fucking saint.
Yeah.
You ain't going to see shit. Turn that goddamn phone off.
You need me to go to church or something like that? I'll be there every goddamn Sunday or whatever and shit. You know, you need me. What did my sponsor say? I got to stop swearing. Oh, it's a done deal, son. Don't worry. Or whatever. Okay. So all kinds of shit being changed and done or whatever and stuff like that. You're going to see me kissing babies and shaking hands like a motherfucker.
Cody. I'm going to go back to this example. Remember Letitia Wright right before Black Panther came out? She shut the fuck up.
That's probably the smartest human being I've ever known.
You didn't hear shit about it right after that came out. You heard nothing.
She the only person I heard that adapted. That's the only person I've ever read about that's adapted to making her bag. Matter of fact, she got a book coming out or whatever. It's called How to Almost Fumble the Bag, but Get It Back Quickly. You should read that book, Cody. She got that bag back quickly, yeah. Didn't she?
Now I look at her. She's about to be a lead in Kang Dynasty and all that shit. So she said.
She got that bag back real quick, didn't she, Cody? That bag is secured like a motherfucker now, huh? Her bag so secure, you don't even remember that shit, Cody. That shit you just brought up, I'm like, what you talking about? I don't remember that. She fucking Men in Black mind.
Yeah, I just go back to that. It's like the perfect example of what you do in these situations.
She fucking Men in Black mind erase motherfucker. She just said, hey, look over here real quick. Let me show you something real quick.
Neuralize them.
Yeah, she's like, I got something for your ass and shit. And John Morant wish he had that, but I'm afraid he would still do stupid shit, to be honest, whatever. Probably. This is like his fourth dumb shit he's done, like in the past, what, a year now? Like, so it's like, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't want to hear no more about this Negro need help or whatever, okay?
Yeah, it's him or either somebody in his camp. There's always a fucking camp.
I love when they say camp, like this motherfucker got an entourage or something like that. Bro, you ain't shit, okay? I gotta tell you this. You ain't shit, okay? You dunked on some unknown motherfuckers over that. Nobody give a fuck about that, all right? All right, so like, yeah, that's about it. Yeah. You ain't done shit. You ain't nobody. You got a good agent that hooked you up with a deal because you exciting for a team that ain't been exciting in almost 40 fucking years. So, okay, like, so that all, but in fact, they ain't even that old. Never mind. 29 years. Whatever, though. Who gives a shit? Okay, it's the fucking Grizzlies. It's probably the most exciting thing out of Memphis, besides their breweries. Okay, so other than that, that's about it. Memphis Grizzlies. I'll tell you what, it's the first time Memphis liked a black dude. They probably like, man, we want to root for this dude. Like, shit. So I guess he changed something there or whatever.
Shit.
Ah, damn. Shit. I don't want to hear no about this man needing help and shit. That's all I heard this whole week while I was in COVID quarantine and shit. I just want to speak to John Morant personally. Brother, you need to get the help. And brother, you don't need no fucking help. You need to grow the fuck up is what you need to do. Okay, that's all you need to fucking do. I hear everybody talking about his father need to give. I was like, my brother is a grown ass man. What the fuck he needed his father for?
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing a lot about that. Yeah, talking about his father and shit. His father need to be the friend. He need to be his father got nothing to do with that.
Father, like,
how old is he? What, 22, 3, some shit like that?
Yeah, father, like, leave me the fuck out of this. I'm spending his money right now. I got to spend that shit before it goes away. Cause
exactly. Fucking got invest. Put this in an offshore bank account.
Because he's fucking it up real fast.
God damn it, Joe.
That's why you never was my favorite. Yeah. Never was my favorite. That's why I never liked you, boy. You fucking up real hard. Shit. My motherfucker brought him a nice steak dinner this past weekend, Cody, and just said, well, he's cutting that motherfucker slow, too. It's an 8 ounce. He's still sat there. Can I get a container to go, please? He's got an 8 ounce too. It's naked. It ain't got nothing on it. No size, no nothing. Just 8 ounce. It's a filet mignon too. It's that big. Whatever.
No size. Yeah, shit.
This motherfucker. I'm gonna have to. Do you have containers for this wine to go to, by the way? I already poured out that bottle. Like, I want to savor that.
I'm sorry. Wait, what vintage is this?
I want to put that in my cellar because this might be the last time I sip some fine shit right now. So I might want to store this. Cody, leave that man alone. That man turned out to
enjoy. Oh, shit.
That motherfucker went right back to Raising Cane's. That motherfucker. He's like, well, ain't gonna be eating that steak no more.
Damn, shit, I guess about the Black Angus I go. Fuck.
Yeah. That steak stood in the fridge still, Cody. He just like, well.
It freezes, motherfucker. Don't want to spoil.
Yeah, he got Ziploc bags ready for it, too. Sealed that shit. He got one of those electric sealers, too. He's. He Captain America that shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. That is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's the kind of help he need. He needs his ass roasted. Okay, that's what that's what we doing here, people. Oh my God! All right, Cody, just leave him alone because you got your cocktail sitting over there. So let's. he just need help or whatever. Yeah, let Cody fuck up like this if he had that kind of money. I'll just call him.
Yeah, exactly.
Call him real quick and be like, Negro, if you don't get your shit together, them white folks gonna take your money away. Mind you, I'm in a suit and everything off of Cody. Yeah. I'm just like, look here. You fucking this up for all of us.
He called me from the hot tub and shit.
Your camp, I'm with your camp right now. Which, by the way, ain't none of, it's only two of us, by the way. Your camp, small. You need to get this bigger. You need one for every state that you play a game in because I don't plan on traveling. I already had COVID. I can't travel with you, buddy, or whatever, stuff like that. So we just phone conversation.
My God.
By the way, your Venmo declined. You need to resend that, by the way, because I got to pay these people. Yeah, let Cody fumble the bag like that, whatever. I just be on this podcast, God, just shaking my head.
Some shit like that, you better take me off this planet real quick. If I ever pull some shit like that, just get rid of my ass. In fact, I'll do it for you. just give me the gun. Just end this shit myself.
I'd be like, you already got the gun. Just pull it yourself. You pulled it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I was doing fuck this. Yeah, I'll put on IG Live too and all that shit. this my good angle. All right, cool.
See me in the background collecting the cash and be like, hold on. What's that Negro hat?
Got your rank and shit.
Yeah. Like, hold on, let me make sure. Cause shit, I don't want to be like John Morant's dad savoring one steak that I can't afford no more. Shit. Yeah. That motherfucker really doing that right now, whatever. Shit. Oh man. Oh, Cody. We still celebrating 50 years of hip hop too, while we're at it.
Right.
Oh my God. That's
very true. Very fitting too. I didn't mean to do this, but I got a mug from the crew. It was a little commemorative mug for their Carnival's 50th birthday. Can't really see it right there.
I see it. Okay. Yeah.
50th birthday. Yeah. I didn't mean to do that. What a coincidence.
I think it's Mae Young's 100th birthday then, whatever.
Oh, look at that. Where you go?
She gave birth to a hand one time.
I remember that shit. Fucking wild. I've never seen no shit like that ever in the history of television.
They started interracial dating.
That's right. I think that was the first. Yeah, WWE. Yeah. They were woke back then.
Yeah,
woke and racist are fucking the same time.
She's fucking that
work, but yeah,
she's fucking that big ass black dude. Whatever.
Yeah. Mark Henry. He's sexual, baby. Oh
no. No. I gotta tell you, I hope that check was nice because I gotta tell you, I don't know if I could. He had to eat that white. Oh, man. Oh, shit. She was like the equivalent of if you rub some mayonnaise on your grandparents, whatever, and shit, and had them making smack noise together. That's what she looked like. She was like
That's not right.
Like a
that's not right.
She's like a walking tub of mayo and shit like that.
Ew.
And you take a knife in and you just slap it on the damn sandwich. Then you got all this mayo in the fucking sandwich and shit. And you're like, it's like, oh, I don't want mayo. I thought you had a secret sauce. Yeah, this is a secret sauce. It's called the Maze Touch. I was like, oh, she touched? Oh. Oh, damn. Oh. Oh, I knew it tasted like it was 90-something. Mm. Oh. She's like, how'd you know? I brought this from the 1930s. I've had it since then. Oh, it's just expired. But a lot of anniversaries going on. Old 50 years of hip hop, one of the greatest genres of all time until it fell off that cliff. And actually, I think someone committed suicide. I think someone pushed it off the cliff. I think someone slowly.
I think they pulled a mice and men in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I think it was like
look at the wabbits. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the pretty flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them pretty flowers right there. And hip hop was young and naive and stupid at the time. It probably just said, "Oh, okay." looked at them flowers or whatever, and then, you know, that country star or that rock star came and just shoved their ass and just said, take this motherfucker. Like, yeah, and then that, it just spiraled out of control and hitting that. I love, so Billboard did a top, was it 100 or 50 or something like that of hip hop artists. They said MCs, but I was just like, Billboard don't even know what the fucking MC is. So I was like, I made this comment saying like, Billboard ain't never been about hip hop. Don't know shit about hip hop. Funny enough, Ice Cube made the same comments when they asked him about it, because he had him at number, it was like 14 or something like that. By the way, if you put Drake over Ice Cube, you a fucking moron. Like, Drake at number six. I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, either way though, whatever. That list was horrible. This was horrible. Okay. Kendrick Lamar, number two. I was like, if you think Kendrick Lamar accomplished more in his 10 years of doing this than he did over Rakim, Ice Cube, Nas, or anything like that, something the fuck wrong with you then, okay? I just need to put that out there right now. We're talking about dudes that changed and revolutionized the genre. What the fuck has Kendrick Lamar done? Look, take my bias out. Let's just say he made good music or whatever shit. The fuck did that do for the genre, though? I'm just waiting or whatever. I'm like, those lists, when you in that top five, whatever, that's like, you know, hold on. You like the grandfather of this shit. Like, you, that's the only genre that does this shit too, because you would never see this like in comedians. If they put like a top five list of comedians or whatever shit, you always gonna have everybody be like, oh, there's a Richard Pryor's, your Paul Mooney's, your George Carlin, Eddie Murphy's and stuff like that. You would never see like, oh, Rob Schneider's in there now somehow, or like
I would put a Norm Macdonald.
Kevin Hart or some shit like would never see something like this. And people like Kevin Hart, they'd be like, yeah, I'd put him in my top 10, top 20. I wouldn't put him over there. Only in fucking hip hop though, like, and you have some recency bias where you fucking
I do see that there's a lot of recency bias when it comes to hip hop. I could probably just music in general, but there's a lot of
hip hop, especially.
I have noticed. Yes, hip hop for sure. Yes.
To you to sit up there and tell me, oh, Kendrick Lamar's done way more in his shorter career than Nas had, I was like,
I think the reasoning for that though is that we never really started to do these whole top five MCs lists until like recently. Like all this top five this, top five that. Like, that's why there's more so of a recency bias on things of that nature.
I remember the first time I saw that list, a list or whatever. I was in high school. It was 2005. I remember the first time I saw one of these lists, and that's when I said, "Yep, I ain't listening to hip hop no more." Them motherfuckers had Lil Wayne at number one. I was just like,
I remember around that time. Yep, everybody was on Lil Wayne's dick. Yep,
yeah, Lil Wayne and
Jay-Z.
T.I. was number two. I remember this list.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you remember that dude named Jeezy? He was on that list too. He was in.
Oh, shit. Jesus. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He was number four. And this was a top MC list too. I was just like, fuck. I was like, that's an MC.
That's wow. I forgot Jeezy exists, honestly. Damn. That's fuck me, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. That's when I just said, yep, I'm done with these lists now. So you always see this, and hip hop is still basically, I mean, it's only been 50 years, so it's really still a young genre. I mean, it is a real young genre. So compared to like rock and all those other genres out there and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you, as Cody said, you'll start to see things like these, and you see it and you just go like, what in the fuck? I had this guy tell me that he was like big into hip hop, whatever. I quoted something from Houdini. That motherfucker didn't even know who that was. I said, I thought you was big in hip hop or whatever and stuff. He was just like, I never heard of that guy or whatever. So I was just like, it's Houdini. They made that fucking corny ass Friend song. How many guys? And he was just like, my hip hop only cuts off between like, you know, like let's say 2010 up to now. I just looked at it and I said, that motherfucker, you don't know shit about. I'm like, what? Motherfucker was talking to me as if like he knew, like he was one of those, Cody, that said, Kendrick Lamar has surpassed like the Nas's and Rakim's or whatever. And I was just like,
oof. Oof. That hurts my soul right there.
He said Kendrick's last album probably trumps anything Nas has ever done. I said, okay, all right, bro.
Man, I just.
I said, you do realize they study Illmatic in like Harvard and shit like that, right? Like,
nothing to say about that. Nada.
Yeah, and you know when he made that comment, I should have questioned his hip hop knowledge then or whatever. So I should have went like, "Yeah, I know he ain't no fucking fan of the old day." And then when he told me he didn't know who, like, you know, MC Light and all them, well, I just, all right, that makes perfect sense. He's a newbie who thinks he. So they came out with this list. Ice Cube said Billboard ain't never knew this shit about hip hop anyways. I don't care what they say or whatever. This list came out and. I love the questionable choices on this list, whatever, but whatever, I digress. We started talking some hip hop on here and I love it. And last week I was able to pick Nas. He's on my number one list. I got to write these down so I don't forget, by the way. But Cody, it's your turn this week.
It is my turn.
Who is a hip hop artist or artists? Cause it could be a group.
Mm-hmm.
You would love to pay homage to for this 50 years of hip hop.
Well, you've been listening to the show for a while. You know this man. I'm not going to say he's the best rapper of all time, but he is my personal favorite rapper of all time.
T.I.
Yes, T.I. Yes. T.I. Tip Harris. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Rubber Band Man himself.
Yeah. Rubber Band Man himself. Yeah. Shit, that's a man about stacking his paper, Cody. Shit.
Yeah.
Shit. If you call yourself the Rubber Band Man, you better not ever go broke. That's all I know. You better not ever be broke. That's all I know.
No. I'm going to give this one. This week is going to be dedicated to one Mr. Lupe Fiasco.
I don't know that dude.
The reason why this man speaks to me so much, he came out at the perfect time. He came out like right when hip hop really started going to decline.
He came out when that list I just told you about came out.
Exactly. Yeah. That's when Food Liquor came around that time. Yeah,
it came out 2005.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was like one of the sole bright spots within hip hop at that time. And that was huge.
You know what I said when that album came? I said, "Oh, this brother ain't gonna make it." I was like, "This brother ain't gonna make it."
Yeah.
I was like, "This oof." Then that second and third album came. I said, "Oh, this brother really ain't gonna make it. This dude, you just need to stop now." I said, "This brother, I said, I bet he never show up at award shows. I bet he never gets brought up." Mm-hmm. I was like, "I bet this dude, and he ain't doing no track with Kanye. That motherfucker never gonna get talked about."
Yeah, so he came out around that time when people really started to pull away from lyricism in hip hop, and when people started to prefer like production over actual like storytelling and whatnot. I remember that term used at the time, backpack rap. Yep. I still hate that fucking term.
He came out with a time where like Talib Kweli was coming out and stuff like that. More, I won't say more mainstream, whatever, but he started doing a little bit more or whatever, but obviously nobody gave a fuck about no Talib Kweli and stuff like that or whatever.
No. Talib Kweli, Mos Def, all those dudes, they give a fuck about all that.
Yeah. Black Star. Black Star, my ass. That star look white up in the sky. I'm looking at it right now. Who the hell are you talking about, Black Star? I don't know about no Black Star.
No.
Also, too, that was around when the Chappelle Show kind of came out, too. And the Chappelle Show was very, very a defender of these backpack rappers because they always had a musical performance on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it always had like a Talib, Erykah Badu,
Common
for stuff, the Common, mm-hmm. They had DMX on there and stuff like that, Snoop Dogg. I mean, it always... Chappelle got some good music taste. I'll tell you that right now.
He really does. He always did. He still does, I'm sure. Yeah.
That show, I'm shocked Lupe never got on there, but obviously he was just getting his foot starting or whatever and mm-hmm. shit like that. And Dave is like an old school music head lover and shit. That show was the epitome of watching some good music in a time when, as Cody said, that shit was just going downhill.
That's when the decline happened. Yep, that mid-2000s era. I mean, like I said, Lupe Fiasco is one of them bright spots, man. And because he stayed with the whole initiative, a conceptual album that had a definitive beginning, a middle, and end. And the whole album told that story as if it was a narrative unfolding. And that's why, other than sharing this one thing in common, other than us both being light-skinned, Steph Curry, his favorite album is The Cool, which is also probably my favorite album of all time. I'm not saying it's the best album of all time. I'm just saying it's a personal favorite. That came out, what was that, 2007?
You know what?
That was my last year of high school, too.
this Golden State hat is starting to look better and better the more I look at it now. Whatever. You just say now? Hold on. What you just say right
now? Yeah. Steph Curry's favorite album is cool.
You know what? It's time to get off this Laker wagon, Cody. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? This one instance. I would approve.
Yeah, you know what?
I would approve.
This brother speaking some fucking. What did that brother just say? Like, did you just say Steph Curry, one of the greatest basketball players of all time? I always thought that about you, Curry, by the way. Yeah, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, whatever stuff. That brother, for one of his favorite albums, was The Cool.
It's The Cool. I said that's his favorite album. Yep.
What else does Negro listen to? Because you know basketball players ain't got no taste in music. I mean, they don't give a fuck.
Nah, they really go, hell no, they don't. They had the worst, actually.
You telling me this brother Curry, on one of the greatest teams ever, by the way, they call the Golden State Warriors, everybody, whatever, and stuff. And let me just get comfortable real quick. So you telling me right now, Cody, you got like...
It's Golden State hat on.
You telling me right now, Cody, you got Draymond jersey on? Who that jersey is? Like a inverse.
Yeah, let me throw my Wiggins jersey on real quick.
Hold on. Just one, you know, so you tell me that boy like The Cool. Okay, damn.
Yeah, The Cool is his favorite album. That's one thing, yeah.
I'm like the Clayton Bixby in that SNL skit when he was just like, monkey, don't you know you black too, boy? And then that Clayton Bixby said, his hat say differently. Well, yeah, that's the same thing with me. Ain't you a Laker fan, JB? I don't know about that, Cody. I don't know.
Are you sure about that?
I have to give me a custom Warriors. You just, I didn't know that little fact. That's a good little fact right there, Cody. You go ahead and keep talking about
that.
Damn, I think you just heard of me now. Let's see what you did.
Yeah, man. Lupe Fiasco, man, he was like the last hip hop artist, probably other than probably like Run the Jewels. I just look forward to one of them albums, one of the albums coming out. Like, remember when Lasers come at the hype for that was fucking immense. I know that's a controversial album amongst a lot of people. I fucking love Lasers. Go fuck yourself. But yeah.
I remember that album took fucking forever to come out. I was like,
I remember when he had a single drop like 2 years before the fucking album came out, Shining Down. I was like, God damn, that single was fucking amazing. I was just waiting for the goddamn album to come out. Just waiting. And sure enough, it took 2 fucking years. It came out finally. I thought that was a badass album. And then I think his last great album was the one after that was Food and Liquor Part 2, Great American Rap Album. Then after that, he had mixed success. We're not going to really talk about there after that. Various success, you know, whatever. It is what it is. But still, that era from like, what, 2006, like 2012-ish, 13-ish, or whatever, I thought he had a fantastic run. Like I said, he stuck with the whole initiative of a conceptual album. He always had a story to tell. And he talked about real shit.
Curry just don't talk about The Cool. He say Fiasco. They talk about his love for Lupe Fiasco. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That is so random.
Yeah.
You know what? Respect to that brother now, you know.
Golden State cap back on.
That brother got taste, bro. That brother, hold on. I don't know how many top 10 lists that I'm going to come up on, but that for me, the time and place too. And how old is Steph Curry? He my age, right?
I think.
34. He said, The Cool. I don't mind if I just read this quote where he said, The Cool is an album that came out all the way back in 2007, 15 years later. This is still a significant album in Lupe's career. It fell off a fucking wagon after two more albums later. In fact, the album recently went platinum, which is huge designation for any artist. Regardless, it is clear that Steph Curry is pretty good taste in the music. I mean, you don't even like that album. Get out of the fuck out of here. That's who wrote this article? Yeah, yeah. Who wrote this article? The motherfucker that wrote this article never even heard of that album. He's just like, oh yeah, I heard of that. Yeah, what's on that? How much we want to bet that the motherfucker that wrote this never heard of this album? What's the percentage of this, Cody?
I'm gonna go with a 92% on that one.
Yeah, I'm up there about a 96%, maybe whatever. Yeah. Shit. I mean, I would love him to name me. I would, matter of fact, if Curry was in the room, he should have looked at him and said, "Can you name me 5 songs off that album?" That motherfucker would have looked at him. Oh man, that's so long ago, man. Come on, He said, well, it was the cool on there, right? Nah, that was the first album, bro. Yeah. Let's see what the comment section say.
Oh, this should be fun.
Yeah. So
No, there might be some people in there with some fun. Sometimes there is. Sometimes like, man, if you're out, I don't know what.
The first comment is from Jesse James. He said, dope. I thought he would have said some shit like Drake or Futures or some shit. Honestly?
People would. Yeah, because LeBron be like on all that bullshit, so yeah.
Yeah, which is fucking crazy to me, because LeBron be listening to a lot of old school hip-hop, but then he be listening to a lot of bullshit, too. Yeah, he listens to
bullshit. I'm like, Jesus. God. The fuck did he just play?
I think it's one of those things, because like in his status of as a star and shit, he just finds it cool as fuck to hang out with these people, probably, whatever. I got to be honest with you. If I was a superstar and I'm talking about sports, whatever, and shit like that, man, they would hate my ass. I'd be like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna hold my fucking tongue.
Could you imagine if you had imagine you play for the Lakers right now, Cody, and like there was like a line of LA rappers. I'm talking like the Game and all these other shitty rappers were just sitting there and shit, and they talking about like, yo, man, you a big inspiration for my music. I can see me right now. If he said that, I'd be like, well, then you need to stop making music, or I need to retire then, because what did you just say to me? Like, what?
You said what now?
You a big inspiration. I'd be looking at him like,
oh Jesus. Well, I guess I got to throw in the towel now. It's clearly my work means nothing.
I would think my game suck if I hear that shit.
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ.
Like, I'd be like, damn.
Right, yo, dumbass. Oh, shit. Okay, fuck.
I mean, it'd be an honor if I had like a fucking Rakim come up to me and say, yo, your game makes me want to get back into the booth or whatever. I'd be like, word shit. But if you had someone like Drake, imagine Drake coming up to you, Cody, and be like, yo,
no,
your music is an inspiration to me. I mean, no, your game is such an inspiration to me, dude. I feel like doing another 10 more albums. Maybe in fact, he's like, I'm going to name my album after you. It's going to be named after you. They're going to have your number on there and everything. It'd be like, oof. Ooh, the only positive I see out of this is if I get any residual checks out of this. But other than that, I don't. You ain't got to do that, Drake. That's good, bro. Y'all don't even have to do that. And I probably wouldn't tell it to their face, because I'd be like trying to play nice and stuff like that. I'd be like, yeah, okay, I got to go, bro. I got to go to the back and do the lockers. They would catch me on one of them interviews, like one of them fucking Breakfast Club interviews, shit like that. I would just slip. I'm having a good time. We probably having a little. Well, I would be having a drink. I know that for sure. I'm having a little drink or whatever and shit. And they'd be like, what you think about all the hip hop artists and stuff that be name dropping? Like, I wish they stopped because they all suck. So, they all suck. And they'd be like, naming these names. I'd be like, he sucks. He sucks. Never heard of him. He sucks. Respect to the Island Boys, though, because they make me laugh.
Oh shit.
I don't know how anybody who with such little talent could just get so far in life, but
those dudes, they have a place in this world. I'll give them that. That I will give them. They gave me the greatest laugh.
I'm an island boy. By the way, I heard another 21 song. It was briefly with Drake and shit like that. That motherfucker does that shit in every song now. That 21. Like, that's like, that's
oh,
like,
does he?
Yeah, he does.
I think that's probably like his trademark, right?
Oh, it's fucking terrible, dude. Like,
21.
Dude, you get them two together. It's just like, please, just fucking blow my brains out right now.
As if we don't understand, we get it. You're 21 Savage. We know, motherfucker.
There's a scene in Attack on Titan where these fucking colossal fucking titans are coming, and this dude just says, fuck it, I'm not running no more. He takes a gun and blows his fucking brains out right in front of the shot of it is beautiful as fuck, too, by the way. That would be me if I had to listen to 21 and Savage and Drake song together, whatever, again. That shit nearly made me just go like, yeah, this genre's fucked. But Lupe Fiasco is a gem in it, or was a gem in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, he was, man. Like I said, that 2007 to 2012, 13, one of the greatest eras, great fucking album stand right there. 2012, okay.
Yeah.
I think that one's hard to beat, the consistency between those albums. Like I said, I think all those albums are albums you can listen to front to back without skipping shit. All those.
And we confirmed that Lasers is actually underrated.
Yeah. Yep.
When we did our...
I love Lasers, man. I fucking love Lasers.
I didn't think I would say Lasers is better than Food and Liquor Part 2, but...
Yeah.
It actually was or whatever. It's like more, there's more tracks that I enjoy on that album. Plus, I think it has one of Lupe's most conscious social satire songs on there, as far as one of the better songs, which
I agree.
Was a single. So I was like, it's a win to me. I don't know.
I agree. Yeah, and that album also features some of the best production too. So I don't know how you can say it's bad, but whatever. What the fuck do I know?
The problem with it was it came after the Cool and Food and Liquor Part One.
That's true. That's true.
Now, I'm not saying, obviously, that the album holds up to both of those or anything like that. But it's a pretty damn good album if you listen
to it. It's a fantastic album, you ask me.
There was like maybe two or three songs on there we didn't like, which is shit for a fucking 15-track album. Shit. I mean,
okay, yeah. There's one. I remember now. Yeah, okay.
That Trey Songz song, I don't give a fuck.
That Trey Songz, I do remember now. I don't like that shit, but that's whatever.
There was a song on there with John Legend I didn't used to like before, but I actually like that song a lot now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think it's called Never Forget You. It's actually a really good song.
Mm-hmm.
I think All Black Everything was another song. Like, that second half of the album, I learned to appreciate more as I got older or whatever and stuff compared to the when I first heard it. I think there was like maybe two, like State Run Radio and there was something else back there. That I enjoyed the most, but like the rest of those tracks I tended to skip until I got older now, whatever, and I appreciate that album much more. And funny enough, Food and Liquor Part 2 is the one where now I kind of find myself skipping a lot, going like, I don't know why, I thought this album was better than Lasers, actually. So,
Nah. It's a good album, but it's not better than Lasers.
Good album, yeah. There's some good tracks on there, for sure. But I think that's when we found out, this is peak Lupe right here. This is... pretty much over now.
That's where it ended. Food Liquor Part 2 for me, at least.
Yeah,
we don't talk about that.
Nothing to talk about, sir. But even before The Cool came out, man, I remember his mixtapes.
His
mixtapes was fire, yo.
Oof.
When he when Food and Liquor Part 1 came out, he had a mixtape where he flowed off of Kanye West's Diamond song.
Mm-hmm.
That song, I don't give a fuck with nobody. That song should have been given to Lupe Fiasco. That should have been the Lupe Fiasco. That was just like, that's all I asked for. I mean, you open up the song talking about fucking Sierra Leone and all this shit, whatever and stuff, and I ain't hear not one goddamn thing about that diamond trade or anything like that in that whole fucking song. This motherfucker was talking about Rockefeller and shit like that, and I was just like, I think he lost the whole purpose and meaning of this song, whatever and stuff. And Lupe, he came in there. So actually, honestly, that's a damn shame that that song wasn't his, because that's probably one of his best songs too. Like,
it actually is. It actually really is.
It is fire too. Like, especially that second verse. I mean, he comes in no breath, no hook. I mean, he just like is flowing, and he just like, damn. How the fuck did this guy? I mean, if Kanye wanted to produce it, more than pleasure to him than whatever shit. But that was one of those things where he's like, yeah, he probably should have gave this track to. Which, because it's funny, because that ain't even one of Kanye's like top five singles or anything like that. Whatever. I know they played the fuck out of that song though when it came out. I remember hearing that guy.
I was a huge fan of that song when it came out.
Man, I remember
massive hating
that fucking song.
I remember now and then. I remember he tried to do a conscious version. He had a remix with Jay-Z on that album. And Jay-Z is fucking awful. I think we talked about that before.
Oh. Oh god. That Jay-Z's horrible. Okay. Jay-Z right now. That was
because Kanye was actually trying to say some shit for a reason. And then fucking Jay-Z comes in. I don't know. He talking about Rockefeller. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Shut the fuck up. And he had that terrible businessman line. Like, okay, turn this shit off.
People call that fucking line. Nothing.
I know. It's fucking terrible.
Terrible, though.
And then the follow-up, even worse. Let me handle my business. Damn. Yeah, let me handle my business. Turn this shit off.
I'm a businessman. I'm a businessman. Now let me handle my business. Damn.
That might be one of the worst fucking lines ever. Y'all have people had this motherfucker in the top five. Okay. Shit, I guess.
Cody, according to Billboard, he number one. He the one number.
All right. Okay. I, man, that dude. You know, at one point, I even tried to like Jay-Z.
Same here, dude.
I was trying to hop on that train. I was like, nah, I can't do this. Why am I lying to myself like this? Why am I doing this to myself?
I hate when people say that dude is lyrically good. I was like, that dude is not.
Hell no.
When I talk about Eminem and pop and shit like that, and how Eminem was part of that reason why hip hop turned pop, Jay-Z was part of that too. People, I want to put that out there as well. I like girls. Hey, said it. All that shit was pop shit.
Yeah, Big Pimpin' and all that bullshit and all that shit.
I'm gonna put it to you this way, whatever. Jay-Z wouldn't be shit if Biggie and Pac wouldn't have died. Let's just put it that way. Nobody never once brought up Jay-Z's fucking name ever when they were alive and shit like that. He was one of those that benefited from a lot of rappers dying back then or whatever. Because when it came to New York rap, that motherfucking name never was brought up.
No, never.
Never. He was never. Remember when the whole East Coast, West Coast was beefing? Where was Jay-Z at this whole time?
He ain't shit about Jay-Z. I hear a fucking thing about Jay-Z.
That motherfucker wasn't around doing shit or whatever. Nobody cared about him or whatever and stuff like that. So that's why Ether, when it came out, it hit so hard because Nas was saying all that in that track or whatever.
I think I heard more about Fat Joe than Jay-Z. If I'm not mistaken. I ain't bullshitting you. Like, I'm being serious.
I heard more about Big Pun and Big Pun was dead by then. Whatever. Yeah. I heard more about Big Pun or whatever.
Big L and everybody else.
Hate to tell people this, whatever, but Jay-Z wasn't shit. If it wasn't for that business, man, he kind of probably wouldn't be shit still either, to be honest, whatever. So he had no choice but to go that business route, Cody.
That shit was fucking Jesus.
I ain't never once heard anybody saying, man, you got to go back to this one Jay-Z album. When the fuck have you ever heard that?
It's fucked because Kanye was actually trying on the fucking song. That's the crazy part about it. Kanye was actually like, okay, the last part, the original one, all right, I'll say some bullshit. All right, this one, all right, cool. Let me speak about the actual Sierra Leones. And then Jay-Z come in here talking about Rockefeller and shit.
He should have gave the song Lupe.
That production is so fucking good too. Yeah.
I love this part right here. Yo.
He just keeps going.
Pushing an agenda, homies. I'm just pushing the facts. Fuck Bush, cause the people doing worse on this earth, and they black. I see what they hear, now here, let me bring it back. So people, this came out before The Cool came out. When I heard the first album, I was a Lupe fan. I was like, all right, we'll see. But when the second album dropped, let's see if that continues. I didn't even need to hear the second. I heard this track right here, and that's when I said, oh, that brother for real.
Oh yeah.
I said, this brother for real. I said, he just found a new fan or whatever and stuff like that. And this was around when this song came out, which is why I hated that fucking song came out so much or whatever. This is when the Blood Diamond shit in Africa was really going, I don't want to say it at its hardest, but it like really amped up. We were learning more about it in America because it was going on so hard or whatever shit. And for Kanye to release that goddamn song, I was just like, bro, I was like, fuck this dude. I already didn't like this motherfucker from the beginning.
And the funny part about it too, he actually hit the video that Kanye had for that song actually took place in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And it showed him doing the whole Blood Diamond scheme. And you're like, oh shit, he's about to slip. Nah, same shit.
And this motherfucker jumping out of Aston Martins and shit like that. And I was
wearing fur coats and shit. I'm like, man.
What the fuck is going on right now? Whatever and shit. I know Nas had came out with a track called Shine on him too, which was related to the Blood Diamond movie that came out 2006 or whatever and stuff. And I was just like, how the fuck is all these artists getting it except for Kanye? Like, how did you... We talked about fumble in the bag earlier. Like, he's like, you couldn't have talked about fumbling. He had more popularity and more notoriety than both Nas and fucking Lupe Fiasco and any other rapper that was talking about this and shit like that. And he came out with the most, I'm trying to sell record track that I ever fucking heard. I was like, damn. When your track is supposed to be about conscious hip hop and trying to spread a message, but your shit's being played in a club, that means you lost the message, man. We were talking about that last week with Childish Gambino and This Is America. When your shit's playing the club, you lost the record. Then it's
pretty much.
It's no longer about a message or anything like that, whatever and shit. I mean, I ain't hearing Intruder Alert at the club, Cody. All right,
like, no, no.
I ain't
hearing Dumb It Down.
No, hell no. I'm not hearing fucking Words I Can Never Say or anything like that. Yeah. Club and shit or whatever. Shit, you barely hear fucking Color. I mean, you don't even hear Colors. Ice-T's Colors and fucking goes, so why? So when I started hearing Diamonds there, I was just like, man, they play this shit like in a subway. Like, yes, you know this song ain't got no goddamn meaning and shit like that. Whew, man. But Lou, when I heard that Conflict Diamond, oh my God, Cody. Oh, I said, I don't even need to hear that second album. I said, this brother just solidified his place there, Cody. You remember the intro of Jay-Z's version too? I got it from Here Yay Damn.
Oh, yeah.
He thought he was coming hard too, Cody. He was like, he's like, I got this. Like,
he thought he was about to say some shit, huh?
He came in there hard.
Yeah, about to come with that heat, baby.
All right, nah. So you know how we talked about how we're gonna talk about our artists, and we probably asked it, and I was joking around saying I might give artists I don't like. I put Jay-Z on that list. Yeah, he ruined hip hop. He's part of that. So yeah, I put him on there. He part of that list.
I honestly believe that's probably one of the worst verses I've probably ever heard. Ever. Not only one of the worst, one of the most overrated. People really like that fucking businessman line for some fucking reason. That shit is terrible.
Yeah, because they say it over and over again and shit like that. Man, oh,
that shit's awful.
I found that fucking Jay-Z line. You can hear him in the back. He's like, I got it from here, Yay Tam. What the fuck is he talking about? I had to laugh at that. When you're the rock at your balls, I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water. This ain't no tall harder, this is nothing to me. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week. I do this in my sleep. I sold kilos of coke, so I'm guessing. What?
Okay, thank you. Man, I'm a businessman. I handle my business.
Man, Kanye got that. Cody got them in his business cards.
He gives a fuck.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, dude. He lost the message. Fucking completely. What? Remember, that was Kanye's name in this song, Cody. He was the Louis Vuitton Don. All right, I think I've heard enough now. I don't want to. I got it from here. Yeah. Oh, man, you should see the comments, Cody. It's this.
Yeah, that was fucking awful. Goddamn.
They're fucking
revisiting memory lane. Jesus Christ. Oh.
Fucking comments, Cody's all that businessman line.
That shit's terrible as fuck, man. That is one of the worst. I hate that fucking line so goddamn much.
It's the first two comments. It's like, I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man. Damn, they're praising him in this fucking kind of listening to Jay's part. Somebody said this is by far one of Jay's best verses. This is his best verse, and yeah, he's right on my list, then, as far as
Jesus Christ.
Somebody said, I know Jay's versus fire, but man, get out of here. One of the few remixes I love, in due part to Kanye's opening line and Jay-Z closing it. Okay. Difficult takes a day. Oh, man. The way Jay enters his verse is just masterful. They should be teaching. Jesus.
Masterful.
I got it from here, Yay Damn.
Hey, we pull the words out of our asses now, aren't we? That shit's masterful. Like we're playing tennis or some shit.
Somebody said, I had, they quoting a Jay-Z line. Wow. They really love Jay-Z's line because they quoting this line too. It's like, I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water.
Okay.
The fuck that got to do with anything right now? Oh man, people are sleeping on this duo. They really killed this track. Okay. I hope they never work together again. Honestly, they should never. Oh man, somebody said I usually have to replay Jay's verse about 17 times before I move on to another song. That shit is just too fire.
Oof.
I really think that Jay-Z's love really came through his business because this motherfucker is one of the worst lyricists I've ever fucking listened to.
I never understood the affinity for Jay-Z. Never gotten it. Never will. Beyond me. But hey, like what you like, people. I don't like that bullshit, so.
Has he ever come out with a single, Cody, that you just went like, holy shit, mind blown off of that or whatever? Like, has he ever? Nope. I'm not even talking about his albums or anything. Who cares, whatever. So, nope. Like, I'm looking at his single list right now, and I'm just going like, and none of this shit did anything for anything or anyone. It didn't change.
Nope.
It didn't change the way you look at hip-hop. I don't even remember some lines in there or whatever and shit. I remember that motherfucker. I remember this song. We used to make fun of this song all the time. He had that song with Justin Timberlake. You take the clothes off. I remember because he had that one line in there, me and you kept laughing at where he was talking about, like, he kept saying something about vanilla wafers. And we was like, what is this nigga talking about? Like, what is this motherfucker talking about? Vanilla wafers in the villa.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, what the that fuck? Shit. Motherfucker got some ABC rhymes like I've ever fucking heard them. Just And people wonder why he lost that battle. That's why I never looked at that. I never held water to the weight of Eminem murdering him on Renegade. I was like, it's fucking Jay-Z. I was like, ain't that hard?
It's Jay-Z.
Ain't that hard to murder his ass and shit? I ain't never heard not one person quote a Jay-Z line other than that goddamn businessman line. Whatever. And even if you quoted that at me, I'd look at you and just be like,
that's the one you quote. That's the one you quote. Oh man, I am fearful to see the rest of his shit. Because this is as good as it fucking gets. The goddamn, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. That's as good as it fucking gets.
We got some last.
I don't want to see the rest.
We got some.
Don't show me the rest.
We got last drop business cards coming out, and that's on Cody's card, by the way. He ain't a businessman. He's a business.
Oh Lord, don't you say that.
That's all it says on Cody's card, by the way. They don't say shit else. And on the back
of it, I'm a business man.
On the back of it just says man and long. Ooh. Well, I don't know. So yeah, that's gonna be my bad hip hop artist of the of what my along with my go. It's Jay-Z. He belongs on that list, Cody. So hopefully you're not gonna disagree with me on it, because yeah, he belongs on there, and I want to give him that top spot honor. Oh, are we coming to an agreement? Jay-Z belongs on that list. Let's just we'll fight for it now if we have to, or whatever. Like,
oh, you know what? Yeah, we can fight about it later. But right now, he's definitely top. just you relaying all that other bullshit to me. Yeah, he's one of the worst lyricists of all time. Like I said, that businessman line is one of the worst fucking lines I've ever heard.
And I know people are probably thinking there's way worse lyricists out there. When I say he's one of the worst lyricists, I mean, he's one of the worst lyricists that people actually think he's a great lyricist.
Yes.
People actually think he's a great lyricist. Like, they literally think he's, like, spitting some poetry or whatever and shit. Like, and I wonder what line it could have been. Maybe it could have been that one line he had in that verse. I like girls, 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 and girls, girls I do adore. Oh, that shit made me cringe in seventh grade. I was just like, oh, God. People like this Negro. I was like, man. Oh man. Oh, Lupe Fiasco. That's a good choice, though, Cody.
I think so.
Tell us about this cocktail you sipping on.
Oh yeah. All right. So, y'all, most of y'all know I'm a fucking coffee addict. I'm like that motherfucking Mad TV. I can't get enough of that shit. Although I don't look like that motherfucking eyes be bulging out and shit. I don't go that hard. I mean, sometimes I do, but my eyes will be bulging out and shit.
You should check out his voice work. That man, his name is Phil Lamar, people. That man's voice work is. I mean, he's done almost every goddamn character. He's like the, what's his name, who played Luke Skywalker and shit? Mark Hamill.
Actually, I was referring to Phil Lamar. I know you're talking about the not Phil Lamar. I remember that white dude with that fucked up haircut on Mad TV.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
He used to drink the coffee and obviously be like, get all crazy and shit.
Phil Lamar was the coffee guy for UPS. He had that one. He used to have a skit where he was like all coke.
Right. Yeah. I was referring to another dude.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Phil Lamar was talented, too. Yeah, this other dude, Cody, talking about he not so not so much.
But yeah, so I went with a coffee-based cocktail. So I got this, which actually most of us do. I got this little recipe off the interwebs, off the Googles. And as I usually do with these recipes, I usually give it a bit of my own flavor. Just alter it up a little bit. So what this calls for is something called, this is what they refer to it as. Starts off with a little bit something called, what is this shit called? Hold on, I'm pulling it over right now. One second. What is this shit?
It's called business, man.
Don's Coffee Grog Butter. And so what that consists of, let's get the cocktail a little sweetness, a little savoriness. Buying 1 ounce of unsalted butter. Instead of unsalted butter, I just use a bit of regular butter. I use less than an ounce of honey. They call for an ounce of honey. And I use, instead of a vanilla syrup, I just use I use a dark, robust, simple, organic maple syrup. I use about an ounce and a half of that. And then I mix that up. And then that's what gives it the, it's called this thing called, like I said, Don's Grog Butter, Don's Coffee Grog Butter. So that's the basis of it to give a cocktail a little more edge. And from there, I sprinkle in a little nutmeg, cinnamon, and what was the other one? Nutmeg, cinnamon, and what was the other shit? I just made this shit too. I'm not forgetting this shit. Nutmeg, cinnamon. Oh, clove, all grounded, obviously.
Jay-Z got you back.
So let's prep that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really does. Mm-hmm. And then at the also in that, I gave a little claim to three strips of orange peel. Mm. I gave a good little flame, a little spritz, give him a little fire. So threw that in there. Mm-hmm. So threw that in there, and then on top of that, I put a little pour over Pete's. I think it was their medium roast Colombian coffee. Uh-huh. A little pour over in that. So let that simmer up a little bit, just a touch. And then from then on, I put in 2 ounces of Mount Gay rum and then mix that in a little bit. And then on top of that, I finished it off with a little bit of espresso powder on just to top it all off. So there you have it. I'm calling it the caffeine with a K and an H because why the fuck not? That's the name of this cocktail right here.
Got a lot of goddamn ingredients in that motherfucker, sure.
Hey, this is a complex cocktail, man.
Man, shit, that was very a complex cocktail, man.
That's what I agree with. This is a business, man.
That's the business.
And let me tell them my business. Damn.
Oh, damn. JB, you got me. Kanye, you got me. You made a Foxy, you got me. Like, all right.
So the smell is absolutely amazing. It was smelling much better when it was like fresh out. When it was at the fresh coffee there, when it was freshly hot. Very aromatic. Super roasty. That espresso powder is just popping on this motherfucker.
Like a business.
The butter is giving it some nice roundness, rounding out the aroma a little bit. Mm. Not getting much of the orange peel on the aroma. That's not really what it's for, though.
It's like a business.
But yeah, you're getting that nice coffee roastiness. It's the dark, bitter chocolate.
Like a chocolate business.
Oh, savory. Smell is delicious. Flavor. Absolutely butter on the palate. Mouthfeel is amazing. Obviously where the butter comes into it. Not too salty, it's not too sweet. More so roasty than anything, which is what I was going for. I like the more roasty, deeper, darker, more savory flavors over the sweetness. The rum, nice rum accents to it. Shit. Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, it's like a business.
You get more of the The orange peel gives a nice little bitterness on the back end too. Getting a slight dark chocolate kind of tinge from that espresso topping right there. Makes them very nice. Yeah, this is if you're a coffee and a chocolate lover right here, this is a dream cocktail. This speaks to me on every single level that you can imagine. The alcohol content here in here is nice. It rounds off well with the bitterness of the coffee. And I love the addition of that Don's that batter I put in with the butter and the other stuff. It rounds it off very nice. Gives it a bit of an extra edge to other cocktails. It gives it more of a almost like a more of a silkier mouthfeel. Oh man, I love that. Love that. The flavor in this is incredible. Like I said, there is a nice amount of bitterness to it. So if you don't like your cocktails too bitter, you're probably not gonna like this. I love bitter shit. I love, like I said, I love those deep, dark.
That's why he likes me.
Risque. Exactly. Nailed it. I like those deep, dark, risque kind of types of flavors.
It's like a business flavor.
Yeah. Bitter as fuck. Yeah.
It's like a business flavor.
Like this is a cool cocktail to experiment with too. So I want to try different types of rums. I want to try different types of coffee too. This is a medium roast. I'm gonna try probably a light roast next time. And we'll try a different type of rum too, maybe something aged or something else. So this is a cool cocktail. You play with this one a lot. So I can't wait to. I might revisit this probably later this year or next year when we come back to Cocktail Month. I might revisit this one. Man. This is flavors on point, presentations on point. I think this is one of the more unique cocktails I've made, particularly with the addition of actually putting like something like butter in my cocktail, which I never thought I'd fucking do, but it works out very well. Absolutely delicious. I think this is the most work I put in a cocktail as well. This took me a little minute. This shit took work. It wasn't no fucking that shit took work. Fine work, and hard work pays off. That's what they say, and then the hard work paid off this motherfucker. Because this is getting a last drop. This is my best cocktail yet. I fucking love this.
By the way, that's a lot. I love hard work, though.
I love this. Once again, this is the caffeine with a K and H. H is silent. This is fucking delicious. I love this. This coffee lover's dream, chocolate lover's dream, Cody lover's dream right here. I love this shit. Last drop from me. Make it if you can.
It's like a business glass drop.
Right? I know.
like I'm not a business man. I'm just a business man.
Man.
So let me make my drink. Damn.
So many ways you go off that line, like a cocktail. So many additions. So many variations.
Everything's a business to me, Cody. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be no longer the businessman. So just putting that out there, Cody. So came up, I got it from here, yay, damn. That's how you know Cody's done with his review then. I tell AK, I got it from here, yay, damn. That's Cody's cue to
it. Yep.
That's Cody's cue telling me, hey Jay, you can take it back now. Whatever. All right, cool. Hey, we got the same names of them too, Cody. So, you know, Jay and K.
That's how we got switched up. So you ready to take it? Are you ready to take it, man?
Hey, bro, I'm taking it, dude. I got it from here, K. Damn. Ooh, damn. Oh man.
What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man?
Yeah, shit. Yep. I got it from here.
Oh my god, that shit actually fits. It's not a bitch.
Well, people, we're running out of time now, so we're gonna have to cut it off here because we ain't a business, man. We a business, man. So let us go handle our business. Damn. I hate. Oh God, that line is gonna stick forever. Well, Cody gave a last drop. He had a good cocktail. We had some hip hop to talk about. We talked about the bullshit of Ja Morant. You got it all. We got less than a minute here, so we're just gonna go ahead and cut this shindig off, or as Lupe would say when his first album, we're gonna coast. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
I think I just broke some shit.